Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. April showers may have brought May flowers, but they've also brought something else, fungus. Fungal diseases are very common, with some of them being only cosmetic and some of them being fatal. Knowing the conditions that lead to fungal disease is very important, along with knowing when to take action. The conditions that lead to fungal disease can be described as a triangle. The three sides of this triangle are a virulent pathogen, favorable environment, and a susceptible host. If any components of the triangle are missing, then a disease won't occur. A resistant host will not get infected by a disease it is resistant to, unless some mutations or disease evolution occurs. Likewise, both host and disease can be present, but the weather might not allow for the fungus to take hold. The most crucial component for fungal diseases is moisture. Oftentimes, this is a leaf wetness period after rain or irrigation. The moisture allows for fungal spores to germinate on a host. Similarly, many root rots set in when soil remains damp for an extended period of time. Temperatures are also important, with warm temperatures being a common incubator for disease. Some diseases, like anthracnose and powdery mildew, set in when the weather is more temperate, around 70 to 85, and die off in hot, dry summer. Pathogen resistance for plants is often due to genetics, or just being a non-host plant altogether. The resistant cultivars like Verticillium wilt-resistant tomatoes will often have a physical or chemical defense stronger than the susceptible cultivars. Physical defenses include waxy leaf coatings and hairs that keep water and spores off of leaf surfaces. Chemical defenses include enzymes and triggers that either inhibit the pathogen or kill off tissue to prevent the pathogen spread. Non-host plants are far more common option because most diseases have small host ranges. But there are a few diseases that infect a wide range of hosts. Starting with non-susceptible plants is the easiest way to prevent disease. The next easiest way to control fungal diseases is with cultural practices. This step includes proper spacing or pruning that allow airflow to plants. Hand in hand with that is watering from lower portions of the plant or watering in the morning before the heat of the day. These two options reduce the period of leaf wetness that can cause fungal diseases on leaves. The last cultural practice is maintaining healthy, vigorous plants by watering, fertilizing, and preventing unnecessary damage. Mechanical controls of disease are just the removal of infected plants or entire plants, reducing inoculum that causes more infection. Chemical control with fungicides is usually the last step and requires specific timings. Fungicides aren't like antibiotics in humans. They are only preventative, applying them in a window before disease sets in and then reapplying until conditions improve are the most effective ways of using fungicide. Know how they occur and know how to deal with them, and then fungal diseases aren't so scary. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.